You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to another episode of NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Rishi K, and I'm your host on the podcast. It's a very special one for all of us. It's the final podcast of the InvestorCast series. We've told you how to make your money, where to save your money, what are the levels of risk that are suited for you, how to educate your children on the importance of money, what to read to make yourself smarter. Whoa, that's quite a list, isn't it? And it isn't done. The last couple of months have gone by really quickly. We're already in the new financial year. It didn't really strike us how far we've had to come so quickly. The National Stock Exchange does so much for investor awareness, and this series of podcasts has been right up there in educating retail investors and giving them a sound foundation for their investing strategies. India is growing, and so should your wealth. It's now the final episode of the series, and we're going to end the series with the same man who kickstarted it, the editor of Money Control, Santosh Nair. Hi, Santosh. Great meeting you again. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good, Rishi. Thank you.
You know, in between our meetings, we've had some great names on the show, people who've given our listeners a completely new perspective on personal finance and investing. It's been a great, good ride. The reverse of a roller coaster, actually. We've only gone up.
Yes, Rishi. It was indeed a pleasure to be part of this series. And even after having followed the stock market and personal finance space closely for so many years, you realize that there is always something new to learn. And listening to all these experts talk about how to manage your money well, you really felt good, and there was something very interesting to learn from each of the speakers.
National Stock Exchange, NSE, with the help of InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. A quick recap for our listeners about Santosh. He's a veteran financial journalist. Santosh oversees content on the Money Control website. He writes on trends and policies related to the stock market and profiles investment gurus. He's been writing on the stock market for 22 years now and has also authored a book called Bulls, Bears and Other Beasts. He's been with Money Control for 8 years and he's the perfect person to recap the InvestorCast journey.
Well, Rishi, thanks for all those kind words. Yes, indeed. We had a variety of experts talking on various asset classes, be they equities, debt, commodities. More importantly, the series had advice for various profiles of investors. So depending on whether you are a pensioner, a housewife, student, or a parent looking to teach the value of money to his child, I think just about anybody who tuned into this podcast had something interesting to learn. And I think that should hopefully go a long way in making people a much more informed investor and being more careful with their money.
Well, this is your second episode on the series, but as a listener, you've been very actively involved. You've been having a listen. What are the top three takeaways for you from the series, Santosh?
Well, Rishi, that's a tough question. Now, you're saying top three. In fact, there are far more. I would say that for me, there were at least four. So I would list them this way. So one is to be disciplined. It doesn't matter how much you're putting aside every month, but I would say that you should ensure that you set aside that money consistently month after month. The second thing I would say is that you need to define your risk as well as your expectations. You must have an idea of how much you're prepared to lose. That is very important, and that's something that people don't really pay attention to. So that is something you need to keep in mind. Then comes the expectation part. Rishi, I think often what happens is we get swayed by what we hear about other people talking about the kind of returns they have made from the stock market, just to give you an example. But they're not always giving the right picture. And specifically in the case of stock market, a lot of people do feel that it's some place where you can go and quickly grow your money. Well, it never works that way. So I think you need to temper your expectations. That is very, very vital. More importantly, you also need to be prepared to take the occasional loss. So if you're investing in a risk asset like equities, clearly you should be aware that there's a good chance that you might lose some money. But when that happens, you should be prepared for it. You shouldn't take it too hard. The risk is far lower when you look at some of the other asset classes, particularly debt. But there also, now if you see, track the event, recent events, you'll find that even debt is not entirely risk-free. So be prepared to take the occasional loss if it comes. And the most important one, I would say, is that you need to be very patient, because for compounding to have its full effect, it does take a fairly long time. You need to stay the course, be disciplined, keep investing month after month. There may be a period when pretty much nothing is happening, but you shouldn't be discouraged. So patience is as important as discipline, I would say, Rishi.
Okay, now we had a very interesting episode with Deepan Mehta, Santosh. He was talking about the uncertainties of 2019. We're actually bang in the middle of the first of those uncertainties, which is bang in the middle of the elections. So how should investors react right now? We all know it's going to be an acid test that challenges the notions, the very notion of risk appetite.
So Rishi, I'd put it this way. I've been tracking the market for quite some time now. I've seen a lot of elections, assembly elections, general elections. So what I've observed in general is that market tends to react to these events in the short term, but over the longer term, these events don't really matter. So, of course, there are exceptions to the rule. Now, say, for instance, you know that a particular company actually depends on political patronage, and it's because of this that it's been reporting some really good numbers. Probably that company could be in trouble whenever there's a change of government at the center, or even at the state level, as we have seen in the case of some cable television companies in Tamil Nadu. But on the whole, elections don't really make a difference to your portfolio. I think everything averages out over a long period. So my advice would be, don't focus too much on short-term events. What you need to do is identify the right investment and how much you're prepared to risk, and you should come out fine.
Santosh, we spoke about mutual funds and SIPs very early on in the series. The market is touching new highs, but a lot of people are cashing out their SIPs now. Is that really the smart thing to do? Your opinion, please.
Well, Rishi, I have my own view on this. So, okay, some people would say that you just keep investing money month after month, don't look at it at all. But I would say that you're investing to make good returns, and as much as you invest and save, you should also spend some bit of it. So I don't think it's indeed a bad habit to be occasionally booking profits. But if you are stopping your systematic investment plan altogether, then that is a problem. And you're stopping it just because the market has been falling for the last few months and you feel that suddenly this is not the right place to be in, I think that is an error. Investors need to keep one thing in mind whenever they are booking profits. They should have a purpose for that money that they are taking out. Don't let it stay idle. So if there is a purpose, then I would say there is no harm in booking profit once in a while. And that purpose could be anything. Probably it's that vacation that you always wanted to go. Probably it's that car you always wanted to own. It could be anything. But if there is a purpose, well, no harm. But after you have booked profits, I would say that still continue to stay the path. So in my view, don't panic. Don't stop your SIPs simply because the market is in a downturn, because over the longer term, clearly things average out.
You're listening to National Stock Exchange. NSE presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. We're committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. With me is Santosh Nair, editor for Money Control, and we're doing a quick recap of the series. Santosh, you're an author yourself, so you must have been all ears on the Kiran Telang episode. Kiran spoke about the books that make us smart investors. And that leads me to a logical question. What are your favorite books related to personal finance and related to investing?
Well, yes, indeed, Rishi, I did tune into that particular episode of Kiran Telang. And I love books, really. I love reading. So, but when it comes to personal finance and investing, some of the books that I've enjoyed really don't have a direct relation to investing, but they do teach you some of the basic lessons. So there's this book called Predictably Irrational by Daniel Ariely. He was an ex-Israeli serviceman. So he had suffered some injuries, and during the time that he was recuperating, he kind of started delving into, you know, lots of questions very deeply, that why do we decide like this? Why is it that we take such and such decision, and why not this way? Why do we act in certain ways? So he's conducted a series of interesting experiments. So there's a lot that I learned from that book. And as I said, it's not directly related to personal finance. But the fundamental premise here is that you need to ask yourself some relevant questions before you take a decision. I'll just give you a very random example. So for instance, if let's say there's a shirt that you plan to buy, and you're getting about, let's say, 100 rupees off. It's a 1,000 rupee shirt and you're getting 100 rupees off. And let's say a few blocks down the line, there is a sale at a footwear store where there's this pair of sneakers for 4,000 rupees and you're getting 100 rupees off on that. Now, typically what you would tend to do is 100 rupees on 1,000 means 10%. That's a really nice discount I'm getting. So it's worth the trouble. But you'll say, why should I walk there when I'm just saving 100 rupees on 4,000 bucks, which is pretty measly, with barely 2 or 3%. But the fact in both cases is that you're saving 100 rupees. So even you might look at it on a relative basis, but in absolute terms, you're actually saving 100 rupees. In both cases, it's pretty much the same. Then I liked Joel Greenblatt's The Little Book That Still Beats the Markets. So in the book, Greenblatt has advised investors to look at two parameters, that's earnings yield and return on capital. And he says that you then combine these two factors and choose the stocks. I also enjoyed Nassim Taleb's Fooled by Randomness. That book basically explains how luck, uncertainty, probability, human error, risk, and decision-making work together to influence your action. So what that book says is that you may do all the right steps, but still it's not a given that, you know, you'll get the desired outcome.
So you look at a combination of life lessons and finance.
Yes, Rishi, you've summarized that pretty well.
One of my favorite episodes was when we spoke about the role of women in investing today. We haven't given them enough credit so far, and there's no doubt about that. And it's time to change that. The insights that Medha Raheja gave us opened up so many eyes. So, you know, at the end of every podcast, Santosh, I do something known as your Wisdom in the Bank segment, where I just recap whatever's happened through the episode. What was your favorite Wisdom in the Bank moment from that Women Investing special, the one by Medha Raheja?
Okay, so there's a couple, but I'll just dwell on the most important one. So something that I found very helpful is that don't keep any funds lying idle at home. So don't keep anything in cash. Cash basically is a dead asset. That's what Medha Raheja said. Put everything in your bank account and sign out for the systematic investment plans or even a recurring deposit. But the basic point that she is trying to make is that don't keep anything in cash. So that's a very helpful tip, because we sometimes tend to look down on something like recurring deposits. We used to do that many years back, but now we think that, you know, it doesn't give all that good return. But the important thing is it combines two things. One, it helps you maintain a certain discipline. And then at a certain point, when you actually are looking for some money, you'll be very happy to know that, you know, this thing over a period of time has actually grown into a tidy little sum. So that was a good takeaway. And then she also said that, you know, one should read up a lot on about investments. After all, it's your money. And even if it's starting with the small things like an article in the newspaper, you need to be aware of all the things related to finance that are happening around you. So these, I think, were some really good takeaways from that episode.
Now, you've been in the business for over 2 decades, 22 years, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And you've observed the world of investing. You pick the brains of so many investment gurus while you're writing, while you're podcasting. How do you see the world of investing unfolding in India over the next 10 years? Yeah. What are some tips that you would give your investors based on the InvestorCast podcast, as well as your personal experience?
So, Rishi, as I see it, there is already a lot of awareness about the need to save. So partly this is also driven by societal trends. So earlier you had pretty steady jobs. People would be in a job for many years at a stretch. That's not the case now. The good thing here is that, you know, people seem to be earning more. They're getting better salaries, but the job security is less. So perforce, most people try to put money aside. They are a little more particular. The second trend is that people also enjoy spending and indulging themselves, so which means that they need to generate good returns on whatever they save. So these two trends mean that probably you will see better times for financial advisors, because people are now very keen to save money. This awareness was not there so much, at least till some years back. And there are more instruments now available, better vehicles for investing your money and getting decent returns. So the trend broadly is that you will see increasingly more attention being paid to, you know, managing your finances well, which is pretty much a good thing. I read an interesting tweet this morning, and I would say that that pretty much summarizes what investing is all about. So this tweet was that, you know, good investment skills are like driving. So when it comes to driving, you know, things that are important are like choosing the route, vehicle, knowing when to step on the accelerator, when to brake or take an alternate route. So the similar skill sets apply to investing as well. Basic knowledge is good enough in both cases, and you just need to keep at it, and you'll definitely improve as an investor. Just follow the basics. So even as I said, mentioned earlier also, if you're disciplined, if you're patient, those two attributes in themselves are very good enough. The rest is all about experience. You'll come across many situations where sometimes you've done a lot of research, things haven't played out exactly the way you wanted. In some cases, you just went, followed your gut instinct, and then things played out very well. All these things will happen. Those are experiences that you will collect over a period of time that will help you become a good investor. But the two things, as I'll keep stressing, are discipline and patience. Just follow these, and I think you'll be able to grow your money pretty well.
Santosh, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and it's also been a great ride with Money Control on this podcast. Actually, I've learned a hell of a lot from these 24 podcasts that we've done together. My producers have been awesome, brilliant, bagging one top-notch advisor after another. It's been an absolute blast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rishi.
And that's a wrap on our show, NSE Presents InvestorCast. I'm your host, Rishi K, for the NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. To know more about our podcast, log on to moneycontrol.com and visit the podcast section. In case you'd like us to address any of your investment queries on our show, do write in to us at nscinvestorcast@nw18.com. That's nscinvestorcast@nw18.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at moneycontrolcom, Twitter at moneycontrolcom, or Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Do remember the hashtag NSCInvestorCast. So it's hashtag NSCInvestorCast. Thank you for listening. Disclaimer: the material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any financial decision.